Hello, and welcome to Warp Factor Unknown, the podcast where we delve into the world of Star Trek for an unpredictable rewatch and discussion. I'm your host, Dan, and joining me today is Tom, who just grabbed my ear and said something about my pa.
Yes, your pa needs some work there, Dan, so I thought I needed to bring it to your attention, and I will always bring someone's pa to their attention when it's in need of a pa uplift.
I need to check, did you get that reference?
That is from DS9?
Yeah, do you know all about the Vedics and like
Kai Winn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she like grabs Sisko's ear and she's like,
yes, yeah.
Really strong, my child.
Yeah.
Oh god, I hate that character, but I love her so much.
I know, she's the one you sort of hate. Brilliant. Love to hate.
So, and straight into the rambling and the waffling. hi everyone. This is our season 2 wrap up and season 3, I'm going to say introduction. I'll come to that more of that in a moment. But yeah, we're going to wrap up. We're doing season 2. We're not watching an episode of Star Trek today. Nothing lined up. We're just going to share what we did, what we thought, and then talk about season 3. So, Tom, you haven't got to do a synopsis recap of an episode today.
No, I kind of miss it.
I'm not going to hand you a script.
No.
But season 2, we did it.
We did.
I know.
A success again. I enjoyed it. Good. Lots of good episodes. We even got a film in there.
You did get it. I'd love we got a film.
Mm.
I think in terms of like the kind of episodes we chose, were chosen for us, I think they were really strong. There was no like bad episodes in there, I don't think.
No, I can't come on.
We had Voyager, we had Enterprise, original series, some Lower Decks, the movie. We didn't get any TNG.
No.
Not a single, which is, you know, I kind of wanted TNG.
Yeah, I do. We haven't had one yet, have we?
No, we have in season 1. We did it with the episode of Madeline, an episode of TNG.
That's right, we did, yes.
Yes, the one about the electric alien thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had some cool guests. We actually had lots of guests on this season. We had an episode of Madeline, an episode of Sasant, and an episode of Emma.
Yes.
Yeah, so 3 guests, which is great. I think they were all fantastic, and hopefully you all think so as well. Did you have a particular favourite episode from season 2? I can pull a list up.
Yes, please.
We did. This is in order. Mm. I'll read them out to you, Tom. We did Lower Decks, Second Contact, Enterprise Awakening, original series Is There in Truth No Beauty, Voyager Collective, Enterprise again with E Squared, original series again with By Any Other Names. We did the very short tracks, all of them. Project Daedalus from Discovery, Strange New Worlds, and then the movie Star Trek Beyond. I take it back. There was actually some bad episodes in there. The very short tracks, I forgot we did those.
Only one of those I didn't like.
Oh, there's a couple I did. Yeah. But they were fine. I enjoyed talking them back. I'm glad we did all 4 in one go and not just one of them. Yeah, which one out of those? Which one sort of stood out to you?
I have 2 that stand out. I really liked Collective, this one with the
That was the Voyager, Borg. The Borg children, yeah.
Yeah. I always like it when there's a character I hate in an episode. And I hated that Borg that was just really arrogant.
Yeah.
And no, I'm the leader. And even though I've been disowned from the Borg family.
You reminded me a bit of, it's an episode of South Park where Cartman gets like to be hormonized. Like, I've got authority.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He very much was a Star Trek Cartman.
Yeah.
Cartman. That was an episode I enjoyed. I remember enjoying E2 as well.
Oh, the Enterprise one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the one that probably stood out to me the most was Strange New Worlds. I loved that.
It was not a good episode.
All the way through?
Like, that was... I'm having a quick look over the thing. I think, out of all these Star Trek episodes we watched this season, that might be the most, in quotes, Star Trek-y episode.
Yeah.
It had some really good, like, strong...
It was modern, messaging. It was fresh, it was just interesting and, easy to watch.
Great. For me, I think the episode I enjoyed the most was Project Daedalus with Arium, the robot lady who dies.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Really hits those emotional beats and tugs at the old heartstrings. And it was, really good. I kind of want to watch it again sort of thing. And I'm kind of glad, like, because we tried those new rules of, like, not watching things back to back and not having too much of the same show. And so we used up our original series and Enterprise allowance. And, so obviously we get a few like little statistics of what, you know, what episodes get views and downloads and stuff and all the rest of it. And consistently, the Enterprise episodes do not do very well.
No.
Listeners, how dare you? I feel personally attacked. I love Enterprise. Yeah. And I see it like the E2 one, which is a brilliant episode of Enterprise. Really, really good. I'm not saying our conversation was great, but the episode of Star Trek is good. Is so far historically our worst episode we've ever released.
But I would be the same if I came to listen to a podcast. I gravitate towards TNG, DS9, and Voyager.
So you would skip over Enterprise?
I would skip Enterprise. Yeah. I might skip any of the other ones. I might
basically, you would watch like one episode.
Yeah, so I would have been like, one episode down, thinking,
wait for series three. And not a listener.
But I'm sure some of the listeners, are Star Trek fans of all the series.
No, it is fine. I just think it's quite funny, really. Like, it just sort of like, obviously, the popular shows get more downloads on a podcast. Mm. Original series ones do really well.
Mm.
Yeah, makes sense. I think it's kind of cool. But come on, listeners, watch Enterprise. It'll do you good. Have some faith of the heart. Yeah, I really like the new format we was doing, and I liked that we did the crew selection.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good addition.
Actually, we are going to do a bit more of that in a moment because we only have two crew members we didn't choose. So we'll do that in a second. Should we do that now? So we're going to do some crew selection, and there's only two crew we haven't selected yet: Helm and Captain. Right. So we're going to start with Helm. Now I've got a long list of Helm because some of that I couldn't actually quite figure out or remember who actually was Helm. So I've got Chekhov, because both him and Sulu sit at the helm, and I'm pretty sure Sulu is the guy on helm, but I think Chekhov might do as well. So I've put him in there twice, obviously, the original series and the Kelvin ones. Sulu, of course, original series and Kelvin. Tom Paris, or Nick Locarno, depending on who you ask. Some of the Lower Decks crew, Boimler and Mariner, they both do helm occasionally. Wesley Crusher, of course, he does some helm. Lieutenant Detmar from Discovery, that's the lady with the cyborg.
Yes.
On the side of her head. Booker from Discovery, Michael Burnham's boyfriend who has his own ship, so he's kind of also a captain, I guess.
Yeah.
He's kind of out there. Ortegas from Strange New Worlds, you would have seen her. She's got, I think, a shaved head on one side, like a cool, like,
oh, I know who you mean.
Situation going on. Rias from Picard, who you will not know.
Nope.
And then also Mayweather from Enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Can you scroll to the top again, please? Any TNG ones there?
We have Wesley Crusher.
Any other TNG ones?
Actually, Worf was on Helm.
Was he?
In season one, before he got tactical, he was on Helm.
Mm.
I would not want Worf on Helm.
No.
He would want to ram things too much. And you've already got... I guess you could have two Worfs, I suppose.
How about DS9?
There is no...
No helm really, is there?
I guess, does Kira fly? I think... Oh, who does it? Is it Dax? Does Jadzia do it?
Dax. I think so.
Yeah, but I don't really have, like...
Not really a helm as such,
helm,
is there?
No.
Voyager?
Tom Paris.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's... I'll be honest, this is a tricky one.
Yeah.
There's no one that, like, really stands... I have got a pick, but, like, out of all, like, my usual shows I would go to, no one really stands out to me. Like, I do like Mayweather. In theory, his character's just never developed enough for me to actually like him. Good potential.
Right. I've got a pick then, I think. So I'm going to pick someone that I didn't expect I'd pick, but he is overly annoyingly enthusiastic, but he would do the job well, I think, if you just put him in a room and said, do this. I think he'd do it well.
Mm-hmm.
He's passionate about his job to an annoying extent.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to pick Wesley.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say Wesley or Boimler.
No.
I could have gone either way.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
The Wonder Child. The only downside with Wesley, you'll only get him for a few years, and then he will get kidnapped by a space traveler.
Yes, dude. I'm hoping the traveler drops him off for a short period so he can do the helm.
Just for his shift.
Just for his shift, and then takes him back again.
Yeah, okay, really funny. I like that.
Because you wouldn't want, a full day of Wesley, but maybe a shift to Earth.
Yeah.
No social contact outside of that, of course.
For me, like, I love the lower decks crew. Like Voyander and Mariner would be almost be quite easy picks. Mariner less so, because she is actually a loose cannon. It would be really hard to actually manage as a crew member. Voyander too, he's pretty good, but he's also pretty insecure, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with original Sulu, George Takei.
Yes.
Mostly for the memes. He's got some really good memes in the original series of Sulu. Yeah, no, he is great. And he's one of those, he's obviously an iconic character.
Mm-hmm.
He does sort of bring a lot of, like, energy to that role, I think. Whenever you see him, he always has, like, some nice little quips and things. And again, like, turning his hands to other things. Like, on a lot of episodes, he will help fix things or get into a fight. So I see he fights, too. He's a good tactical backup. He does his fencing, which is kind of cool. So, see, I'm going to go Sulu, original series.
Cool. Sulu.
So that's our helm choice. Now, I'm going to recap you every crew member we've done each one so far before we do our captain.
Okay.
I feel like this is important to do. Okay, so I had Saru as a first officer, O'Brien engineering, Tuvok tactical, Ezri Dax as counselor, Nog as my ensign. I'm fairly certain I chose Phlox as my doctor. But I don't know who I chose on communication. I can't remember who I chose on communication.
I can't remember.
I'm assuming we did communicate.
Did you do Prodigy?
I might have done Gwen. Mm. Can't remember. Damn it. Mm. Really. You're getting some top-notch podcasting here, folks. Yeah, okay, that's who I got. And obviously, Sulu from original series.
Yeah.
See how many of these we can get for you.
Yeah.
Your first officer was Kira.
Mm-hmm.
O'Brien for engineering.
Good choice.
Tactical Worf.
Yep.
Guinan for counselor. Mm-hmm. Harry Kim for your ensign.
Yes.
Obviously, you just had Wesley for your helm.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your doctor?
I think I chose Bashir.
You did choose Bashir. And can you remember who you chose for comms?
Comms was...
So you'd either have Uhura three ways, Hoshi or Gwen. Gwyn, sorry.
I can't remember.
I don't... We might not have done that with communications.
I choose Uhura.
Which one?
I like the original series of Uhura.
Okay, fine. I'm going to... I don't know if we did. I'll say that. We're such good podcasters. I don't know if we did comms. I'm going to choose a horror Kelvin movie, Zoe Salander. But, and this is after having watched the Beyond movie, where she does basically nothing.
Yeah.
But in the first two, she's really good.
Mm.
Really knows her stuff. And she kicks butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Fine. So that was our crew, mostly. I hope that was all correct. So, Tom, who's your captain? Let me give you some choices. I know you've probably already got a pick immediately picked out, but we've got to go through the motion.
Yep.
I'm going to give you some choices. Okay. Kirk, original series. Kirk, Kelvin movies. Picard, he's face palmed.
I just saw that, yeah.
Sisko, Janeway, Archer, Burnham, Pike, Freeman, Liam Shaw from Picard, Dahl from Prodigy, Lorca, Discovery, Rios, Discovery, Saru, Discovery, because he was captain for a bit. Oh, and the wild card, Doctor, is the emergency command hologram. His four pips.
Yeah, Data was also a temporary captain.
Oh, he did, yeah. Actually, I guess you could also put Riker on there as well, because
he
got command eventually as
but
well.
It just depends if you count, like, these little short stints.
Yeah, exactly. Some of those are a bit, like, off there. Like, yeah. But...
Yeah. So, for me, it's quite a straightforward choice, although there's a strong second.
Give it to me.
So the second place would be Sisko, because I think he is good captain.
He's the Sisko.
He is the Sisko. He is, he's been through the wormhole. Mm. He knows his Jem'Hadar from his Defiant.
Jem'Hadar from his Defiant.
I'm trying to think of a...
Cardassians,
maybe? Cardassians, yeah. just a good overall captain. You know, good hairstyle, all that sort of stuff. First place with also a fantastic hairstyle is Picard.
Tom doesn't like hair.
No, he just is what you expect from a captain. He invented the Picard maneuver. Mm. He's been done by the Borg, and he's got the experience.
I think sorry to interrupt, I think this is going to come down a bit to my pick as well. It's almost like this is your captain. This is the one, the nostalgia captain for you. He's your captain. This is you.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
He was my introduction to Star Trek.
My introduction to Star Trek, as you all know, was the Kelvin movie, the 2009 movie. So it is not Kirk from that movie. It is Janeway, which was the first show I watched. Mm. Janeway is my pick. I love Janeway.
Mm.
She is phenomenal captain. She has, I think, all the best traits of Picard and like diplomacy, but also she can kick butt like Sisko can. She's also a scientist, which is brilliant. Like what's Picard? He's an archaeologist. It's a great hobby.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, she's a scientist. She can do things, and she does. She very regularly, her sleeves are rolled up. She's she's an engineer in B'Elanna, technobabble. And when Seven comes along, her and Seven constantly resolving sciencey issues. Yeah, and she is steadfast in her beliefs that no, they will get home, and yeah, they do. So go, Janeway. You're my captain.
Yeah, fair enough.
I love letters to Janeway. Yeah. Excellent. We have chosen our crew. We've done it. Huzzah.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Sasant, for starting us off on that. So, I think that's all we need to talk about for Season 2. But Season 3, surprise, surprise, we're sticking around. We're doing it. We're really enjoying doing this. We're having a blast. Again, we've still not gone viral, but that's okay. We're not planning on it. I don't actually think I want to go viral.
No. I think it's best we stay close to viral.
To be more close to, yeah. Yes. To be more pressure to actually, do things properly.
Yeah, and then the sponsorship deals come in, and then OnlyFans, all this sort of stuff. So no, I'd rather just stay, under the radar, just.
Just under the radar. Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect level where we are. But we are doing Season 3. Now, I have a plan for the release schedule of Season 3, kind of. Season 2 is going to come out, as it will do normally. I think I'm going to put out what we're recording now, 2 weeks later, so in a normal schedule slot, after Season 2 ends. And then we're going to take a short break, basically one episode off. So it'll be like a month gap between Season 2 and Season 3, just to give us a little bit of a break. And also so we'd like to have a little bit of a backlog, a few episodes in the back pocket, so we're not chasing our tails. So it'll be a slight delay, as it were, a slight break. Much like there was between Season 1 and Season 2. And we're not making any big changes to the format of the show. I'm pretty happy with how we choose the episodes, or the little rules we've got for not doing repeat episodes and that kind of stuff. So I think format-wise, can I stay the same?
I'm happy with that, yeah.
Good, good. But we are actually going to make quite a big change in another area. We've had a few guests on. They're all our friends. We'd love having them on. We think they provide fantastic conversations and really good points, and they're really funny. And they love being on as well. They all had a blast, all of our friends. So we kind of want to make that a bit more of a permanent fixture. So we're going to try being the big word here, because we're all grown adults with adult schedules and adult lives. We're going to try and have a third host on every episode. And it will be somebody you've already met. It'll be one of four people. It'll be Emma, Madeline, Sasant, or Jacob. And the intention is to have them on for two episodes. So episode 1-2 will be Emma, for example, episode 3-4, Sasant, etc., etc. Until we get to episode 9 and 10, so the last two episodes. We haven't planned to do anything on that. We're going to kind of just wing it. It might be that just me and Tom do episodes together. Bring back the classic duo, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we'll just see who's available, who wants to do it, who's to do some more. I like the idea. This is my wild card idea. I love the idea of doing an episode or two that hasn't got me or Tom involved. Particularly me. Because I do a lot of talking on this podcast. And I love talking, as you can tell. But I think it'd be really cool to have some of the others.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great just to have, you and Madeline do one. Mm. I think that'd be just to see you guys, where your conversation goes.
Yeah.
Without my notes and my guiding hand, as it were. I think that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, don't know, we're going to see how that goes at the end.
We shall.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
And then maybe we can have an episode with all of us on.
I did think about that.
But we'd all need microphones, and it'd be a lot of editing for you, but I'm sure you don't mind that.
It's not so much the editing, it's more, well, there's a general rule of thumb, and what I can understand about podcasting is that when you have, especially 4+ guests, it gets hard to edit, but also to manage. So when you have 3, 4, 5 people all talking, or even just laughing at the same time, it's really, it becomes like a cacophony of noise, and it's hard to pick out. So unless you're really good at like passing between people and not talking over people, which we're not,
yeah,
then it can become difficult to listen to.
Yeah.
So I'm wary of it.
Okay, so 3 is...
I think 3 is the limit.
Yeah.
Might try 4, yeah, because I think, yeah, Jacob, he mentioned he would like to have everyone on, and I had the same thing. I was like, I don't know. Again, people have listened to season 2, the episode we had on with Emma, we did that with all 3 of us in the same room.
Yeah.
And I think the episode came out okay, but it was not about its issues. Again, all behind-the-scenes stuff. Those audiophiles among you, or just people who listened a bit closely, will notice it's a bit echoey in places because the microphones picked up different things. Oh, it was a pain. It was a nightmare. So there are challenges to doing things like that. Not impossible. Challenges. Yeah, I think we're great. Now, this is all to say, I'm saying all this now, and all of our friends have said they would like to do it. We've not actually, like, confirmed anything.
Contracts haven't been signed.
No contracts have been signed. You know, we need to discuss how the vast amounts of royalties are going to get split and divided. Yeah. So obviously, me and you, Tom, we are kings on the castle.
Absolutely, we take the lion's
share. They are just like, you know, like jesters in the court. Yes. So we need to really...
They are the lower decks.
they are the lower decks, yeah. Squabbling as well, probably. Yeah, so we're going to try that. We're going to see how that works. It might not stick it out the whole season. Somebody might drop out. That's perfectly fine. I think like the whole... I kind of like the format of this show, this podcast, in that the hosts don't really matter. It can be anyone.
Mm.
I like the idea. That's why I really like the idea of trying at the end with an episode or two without me or you. I think that'd be fantastic.
Just try different formats.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, that's it. Season 3, I think. No changes, except there will be changes. Yeah, no format changes, no schedule changes, none of that stuff. Just host changes. Anything else from you, Tom?
No, just looking forward to season 3, new episodes and new guests.
Yeah, new guests. Hopefully we get some TNG this time.
Yes.
Because Tom needs to see his favourite captain. He needs to simp over Picard.
And also my favourite ensign as well. Who on?
Oh, what, Harry or Wesley?
Wesley.
Wesley.
Yeah. It was either him or Harry Kim. And I thought, Harry Kim's good, but I don't know as much about Harry Kim as I do about Wesley. Because Wesley...
Well, you've already got Harry Kim as your ensign.
Who did I choose?
Harry's your ensign, Wesley's your helm.
That's right.
So you've got both annoying ensigns. My ensign.
But now Harry Kim, I don't find annoying. I find Wesley initially annoying, and then as the series went on, still annoying.
I actually don't mind Wesley. I think he's fine. I think he's just poorly written. Like it's like a child character. Like compare him to Jake Sisko. Jake's amazing. Even when like season 1, Jake, he's a kid like running around doing pranks. He's really good. He's really engaging. He's really relatable. Yeah.
One of my favourite Wesley episodes is when he's on that planet. I think it's in one of the early seasons. And he crosses this line.
Love it.
They say, he must be executed.
It's so stupid.
I've seen a couple of clips online which have been merged together where Picard's like, oh, good show. He's like, pleased with it. That's a good episode. I like that one.
That is a stupid episode. Yeah. Oh, man. I like the episode of Wesley, like in the more serious. I like the episode of Wesley where the Benzite comes on and he gets friends with the Benzite. I like that episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like
the episode where him, Picard, and this random shuttle or captain guy crashes on like this desert moon and they have to survive. They walk over. And it's a really good little bonding thing between him and Picard. It's just, I think he's on the way to the academy or something.
Yeah,
it's good. Anyway, I think that's going to be it. We've been waffling for ages now. I'm just waffling for the sake of waffling.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do an episode selection. Now, as I mentioned, there's going to be a slight gap between when this comes out and when we do the first episode of season 1. So hopefully it'll be fine for everybody. And we don't know who the guest is going to be. We're not sure yet. I haven't figured these things out. We're not very good at podcasting. We're just sort of bumbling through, okay? So, Tom, we should have 13 shows.
Yep, I have 13 on here.
Excellent. So, what do I want? Oh, yeah, let's go TNG. Give me TNG.
I'm going to roll 1 to 13. I'll put it here so everyone can see it. And 13! Straight in there.
What did you put 13?
That'll be the last one alphabetically, which works out to Voyager.
Oh, Voyager, of course. Yes. It is. V, Voyager.
So we have Voyager.
Oh, excellent. So I'm going to my favourite captain, Janeway. Lovely.
Fantastic.
Great. I love Voyager, because I think the last episode of Voyager we got was... It was fine. It was fine. I want a good one. Maybe we'll get Threshold.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Yeah. So I have 1 to 7, because I believe there are seven.
There are seven seasons.
So I'm not going to roll. Two.
Season two. Excellent. Which is like, we still have Kes, and we're fighting the Kazon, and I think that's all I can remember. Mm-hmm. Do you want to find out how many episodes are in season two?
Yes, please.
Season two. 26 episodes. Huh.
Okay, so here we go. Between 1 to 26. Mm-hmm. 12.
12. Excellent. Right, let's find out what episode 12 is. Star Trek Voyager, episode 12, season 2 is Resistance. I don't remember that one. Let's find a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really short synopsis, but we're doing it anyway. Mm. Okay, Star Trek Voyager, season 2, episode 12, Resistance. In order to free her imprisoned crew members, Captain Janeway accepts the help of a delusional resistance fighter. I do remember this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the resistance fighter she meets is, I think, comes across as being like mentally ill. I think has like some mental health issues.
Yeah.
I think like almost like tinfoil hat conspiracy kind of vibes.
Okay.
But is actually correct, and it's almost alien planet, and she has to like sneak around, and yeah, I think I want to say it's a good one.
Sounds like a good one.
It's definitely a Janeway focus episode. I can't remember more than that.
Okay, look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for listening in to Warp Factor Unknown. I've been your host, Dan, and I've been joined by my co-host, Tom. Today, we did not talk about an episode of Star Trek. We talked about a season of Warp Factor Unknown. Join us next time when we take a deep dive in the Star Trek universe, as we discuss the Star Trek Voyager episode, Resistance, from Season 2. Until then, thank you for your continued support. If you would like to contact us, please email us at warpfactorunknown@outlook.com. That again is warpfactorunknown@outlook.com. You can leave us comments on a variety of platforms, YouTube and Spotify and stuff, and you can give us a thumbs up and a like and share us around. Please share us around. That's really helpful. The music we use for this podcast is called Starfleet Command by Jeff Harvey.